Welcome to the Tales of Alarm Box podcast. This is episode 313, spotlight on Marvel Comics, Generations, The Strongest, number one, circa 2017. I looked this up. That's what they're calling it, even though it has a lot of the crap on the front. Basically, Generations... Generations is related to the Legacy thing that they're going to do, which, you know, we can talk about... It's a reboot, people. I don't care what anybody says. But anyway, this is an anthology series that is that's going to, you know, each issue is written and drawn by different creative teams, feature a different team-up of a classic Marvel superhero with their modern-day counterpart. And in this particular one, we have the Totally Awesome Hulk and the Banner Hulk.
I don't know why they didn't do a Totally Awesome Hulk and the Incredible Hulk, but whatever.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a good point.
Because he's been, Cho has never been the Incredible.
No.
He's always been, we've been totally awesome since day one. So.
Yes. So who's doing this thing? Oh, I'll let you get into
that. I'm gonna muddle through, but yes. I'm curious. We can talk about it now or talk about it later, but how this. What the point of this this anthology series is, because I thought that's the whole point of Legacy, or not Legacy.
Yeah, I'll read while you get started. I'll read about that, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so again, as Chris said, this is Generations, The Strongest, number uno, starring the Totally Awesome Hulk and Banner Hulk. And for those who are not in the know, Bruce Banner is currently dead. He was shot in the eye.
Did not know that.
Oh, hey. Catching you up. Yeah, Hawkeye shot him in the eye back in Civil War II.
Wow.
That was one of the plot points. And killed him. He was because Banner knew he was going to get out of control, and he had given Hawkeye an arrow that would, if he killed him as Banner, would keep him dead.
Okay.
Obviously, the arrow would not work if he was the Hulk.
Right.
The Hulk is strongest.
See, and I don't have any idea how the Hulk thing transferred to Cho either, so feel free to.
Well, and that's the thing, is back at the beginning of Totally Awesome Hulk, I think, I don't know, pre-Secret Wars, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Secret Wars 2, Secret Wars 3, Secret Wars 4, whatever Secret Wars that was. That Banner was just totally out of control.
Yeah.
So Cho figured out a way to siphon off the gamma stuff from Banner, but the only, and again, this is comic book science.
Exactly. Well, right. Yeah.
Comic books, whatever. Obviously. But the only thing he couldn't just dispose of the gamma energy. For some reason, he had to take it on himself. But he also figured out a way to regulate it, so he is, for all intents and purposes, he's in control. He's more like the She-Hulk in that regard. He is strong and kick-ass, and for the most part, he's actually as strong as the Banner Hulk, you know, when he lets himself be. But he is in control, he's smart, he can think it through, he can control the transformations, he can become Cho, or he can be Hulk as needed. And for whatever reason, either way, he still maintains that stupid Tintin hairstyle with it poking up.
I see that. Okay. Real quick.
So that is real quick. And let me finish real quick. So Banner is dead. Even though if you're reading Secret Empire, they've resurrected him, but apparently only briefly. It's very much a MacGuffin for that series to bring Banner back. Even though it was such a big deal that he killed him, because it was one of the things that was a dividing point on the last Civil War between Carol and Tony was Clint, or was Hawkeye killing Banner. Let me see. What else? My guess is they're not going to keep Banner dead too much longer, because he's a big star in the upcoming Thor, as well as Infinity War, or Infinity, whatever.
The TV, the show. Stuff. Yeah, exactly. The movies. The
movie stuff coming up?
Yeah.
And what else? And Cho is also a member in good standing with the champions right now.
Okay, so this is
what that catches us up on both, sort of.
Yeah, so this Generations thing is, according to this, it's a 10-issue anthology featuring a team-up, and we went through that, despite the fact that at the time publication, some of the characters listed in the pairings were either dead or incapacitated. Marvel editor-in-chief Axel Alonso insisted that the series does not take place in an alternate timeline, explaining, and I quote, "These stories do happen. They really count. They really matter. This..." So I'm sorry. Okay. "This isn't some alternate reality story or some time travel story." And he added, "You don't take these characters off the board with the intention to keep them off the board forever. One of the tropes..." Yeah. "One of the tropes of our medium is characters get a second wind. They die and come back. That's part of what the beauty of is what we do." And it's also saying it illuminates who they are and indicate what they will be moving in the future. And then it goes on saying who's going to be in the different ones. If you look at the Marvel page on Legacy, they've got a lot more information here about it. But basically, they're bringing back, and I already know, like, for Captain... I already read about Captain America and Wolverine. They're bringing those back, and they're restarting numbering on some of those things. So I would expect Banner to be back and any of the originals. And here is a, if you look at the Marvel.com/legacy page, they're showing all the comics that are going to have, what's the word I'm looking for? Those funky covers, when you move them, they change the picture.
Lenticular,
yes. Several different books that are having to show the new thing, and then they'll have an homage cover on there for, like, example, the Wolverine 181, where that Todd McFarlane did that fight between the two of them. Or actually, it was Incredible Hulk 80. And then the new one shows Black Panther, and he's holding blades, and you see, you know, that sound guy Claw in it. And then, you know, there's a bunch of different things in there. So I've read little bits and pieces, but huge amount of homage covers, and they are going to bring back a lot of people. And here's a list, actually, of all of them in this page that I'm at. Anyway, that's kind of what Legacy is. They're rebooting stuff, and I know for the they're bringing their... Yeah, go ahead.
But that's Legacy. I'm just curious how this Generations thing, what the point of it is, other than they get a chance to write these fanfic stories with teaming up old and new.
Kind of what I'm thinking is say you got somebody that maybe started as young and started and has never known the original versions, and this is a way to show them interact with the current versions of these heroes, and then, you know, then Legacy is like, okay, they're back, and then, you know, I don't know, but that's I think my guess.
I think they should have reversed the titles then. This one should have been Legacy titles, and the other one, the mini series or whatever, should have been Generations. But that's, I'm sure there's a good reason.
Yes. I agree. All right. Okay, I'll show
you. All right, so no, that's cool. That is some point. So we got this cool cover. I don't know who it's by. We'll see on the inside, but it's got the Incredible Hulk. I'm going to call him Incredible Hulk instead of Banner Hulk. Standing.
That's fine. I like that better myself.
In the background, with his ripped purple shorts on, as he always had, and then in the squatting in the front with a pose is the Cho Hulk, totally awesome Hulk. In with his Tintin haircut, and if you don't know what I mean by Tintin haircut, if you're listening to this, go look it up. Tintin, a very internationally famous comic book character, and he's got his bracelet on, which he always wears, which we get more into in the issue, and he's got untorn pants because he wears Unstable Molecule,
of course,
biking shorts. Because those look a lot more like biking shorts than anything else.
Yes, available on Amazon for $49.99.
That's right. Check the link on our site. And let me see. So there were a lot of variant covers, but the main cover that we were just looking at was Jorge Molina. But there's also Matteo Bufacino, John Cassidy with Paul Mounts. There's a Greg Horn, Del Keown, which I would like to see.
Jason Keith. Start hunting those. down right now.
Francesco Mattina. Oh, there's an Alex Ross one. Mike McCone did a cover. But the issue itself was written by Greg Pak, drawn by Matteo Bufacina. I don't know who that is. Bufacci? No. Yeah, maybe. I don't
really?
Know. Really?
Okay.
No, it's Bufagni. Bufagni. Sorry, it looked like an H, but it's an N.
All right.
My eye doctor would be very disappointed in me. sorry. And but this, an instant apart, a moment beyond, loosed from the shackles of past, present, future, a place where time has no meaning, but where true insight can be gained. Make your choice. Select your destination. This journey is a gift, generations. And we get that.
I'm not sure it's a gift, but hey, whatever, you know.
The gift that keeps on giving. Let me see. Amadeus Cho is a super genius teenager, gifted with a hyper mind that allows him to run virtually infinite calculations in his head. Using his brains, Amadeus created special nanobots to cure Bruce Banner and take on the power of and mantle of the Hulk. Now, with incredible brawn to match his infinite brains, Amadeus does good deeds all over the world. Totally awesome Hulk. And brilliant gamma scientist Bruce Banner created weapons of mass destruction for the army until he was the victim of one of his creations. Exposure to his gamma bomb made Bruce transform into the monstrous Hulk. When stressed, he searches for solitude in the world to keep the power of this terrible curse out of the wrong hands. Banner Hulk. Again, why Banner Hulk?
Yeah, I don't understand
that
either.
I would post that.
Maybe they don't have rights to the Incredible Hulk name.
Seems unlikely in the comic book form. I know that they probably would have given it up in the movie form. No?
Because that's why I've read something about him saying that's why the guy that plays the Hulk in the TV, I mean in the movies, why there's no more.
Well, yeah, because that's divided. Universal's got a piece of it. I mean, I think that character is tied up in like three or four studios as opposed to Spider-Man, which was just two studios, or Fantastic Four, which is just two studios.
Right.
Hulk is like tied into enough that they can go ahead and have him as a guest star, but they can't have him in his own.
Mm-hmm.
Thingamabot. It's
okay.
Banner Hulk. Come on, whatever. So anyhow, we got Greg Pak.
I agree totally with you, man.
So Greg Pak, who is the Hulk writer now, and I would say other than maybe Peter David and possibly Stan Lee is definitive Hulk writer.
Yeah.
I grew up on the Peter David Hulk, but that's me.
Yeah, they've been collecting that in those. Epic collections that I like so much.
Good. They deserve to be collected.
I think I've got one of them. Anyway, go ahead.
I may check out the one that's got Mr. Fix-It in it. I always thought that was an incredibly underrated storyline.
Yes.
So Amadeus is doing the leapy thing that the Hulk does, and all of a sudden he realizes that he is not where he thought he was. He thought he was going to be in D.C., and all of a sudden he's in the middle of the desert. And he's looking around, and I think he's still the seventh smartest. He may now be the eighth smartest character in the Marvel Universe.
Oh, okay.
I love how they just throw those numbers out there.
Yeah, of course.
But Moon Girl is now the smartest character in the Marvel Universe, for those who are keeping track.
Seems like I remember you telling me that, yeah.
Somebody said it somewhere. They probably said it many times. Anyhow, he takes a bullet in the back of the head, which of course bounces off. Brakum. And he realizes that he just got shot with army ordnance. And that's pretty good that he knows that from just getting hit in the back of the head with it.
Well, it's probably happened enough, right?
That's right. And he turns around and he sees Incredible Hulk. Hulk smash! Up against a bunch of army figures that we got in the back of the comic books back in the 1960s.
Yes.
Those hard plastic army figures. No, they're not. And Cho says to himself, Banner? And he's still the Hulk too. So we got two Hulks on the panel here. And Cho's all, what the heck? And Incredible Hulk, what the hell? Which that out of character, but We'll get to that.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what era we're talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah, and they don't really identify the exact time. Though we do have General Thunderbolt Ross is trying to kill the Hulk, which was the recurring thing that was happening in the Hulk issues all the time, as he was always being chased by the army and General Thunderbolt Ross, who himself would become a Hulk at some point.
Yes, I was surprised to hear that when I found out that he was the Red Hulk.
Not currently.
Yeah. Okay. Good enough.
For a while he was, but there's a different convolution.
Yeah, and didn't his daughter become Red She-Hulk at one point?
She did. Betty was a Hulk as well, as was Rick.
Yes. Okay.
Everybody was a Hulk. I was a Hulk.
Okay.
Right now I'm feeling kind of Hulkish. All right. So what the ding dong devil's going on here? There are two Hulks out there, General Ross. Two Hulks. Well, what are you waiting for? Fire! And despite all the history of bullets and tank shells not working on the Hulk, he thinks, well, let's just shoot him with tank shells anyhow. And both Hulks are completely unhurt. And Cho's like, hold on, let's not escalate this anymore. And the army keeps shooting at him. Hang on, let me check something, says Cho, as he's looking at his wristwatch, his Apple Watch. And he is analyzing the drones that are shooting at them, and he realizes that they are unmanned. And he says, hey, we don't have to hold back. And Banner Hulk says, pfft. Hulk never holds back. And he destroys all the drones. And that's a really cool splash page, I have to say.
Yeah.
If I were to see that for sale, I would probably buy it if I had the cash.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I don't have the cash, but I would buy that anyhow. You can see his glowing green eyes. It's really kind of cool. And they both had a ton of fun, and Cho is laughing. He's like, nice job, pal. Now let's get out of here before, and the army starts shooting at them again. And Cho's, oh, come on. And Incredible Hulk jumps up, rah, smash, and he goes after the army guys. And Cho knocks him away. And he turns to the army guys. He says, okay, guys, run. And he is basically using... Yes, he's using himself as bait to draw the Incredible Hulk away, as the army guys look like they're in retreat, which they should have been a long time ago. And he draws him out to the ocean. Yeah, it looks like the California coast, El Matador State Beach. I think I've been there, actually.
Mm, interesting.
And I have no idea whether it looks like that or not. But it's beautiful, regardless.
Yes.
And they throw down at the beach, destroying lots and lots of shoreline. Mm-hmm. And at first Cho is thinking he has to hold back, and then he's like, wait a minute. I don't have to hold back. He's the Hulk, damn it. And he lets loose with a brakoom. Take a drink.
Yay.
And here's another one. He's using strategy against the Incredible Hulk, whereas the Incredible Hulk is just using brute force against Cho, and it is stalemate. And finally, Cho is like, you know what? Seriously, I mean, you do what you got to do, but I'm just going to sit down here for a minute and maybe have a stroke or something.
Yeah.
And the Incredible Hulk, yeah. Good line. He takes a seat, and the Incredible Hulk also takes a seat and starts to do his chill out thing that you don't want to see me calm, do you? And he reverts back to being Banner. And Cho, for his part, just controls himself back to being Cho from being the totally awesome Hulk. I'm sorry, I took my late drink there.
That's all right.
And Cho is walking up. They're both shirtless, sockless, no socks and shoes, chitty chatting. And Cho is like, "Hey, it's me, Amadeus. You know, Amadeus Cho. You don't know me? No. But you're a Hulk?" asks Banner. Right, okay. Where I'm from? Where are you from? asks Banner. That's a good question, isn't it? Yeah, man, I don't know if this is science or magic or a dream. And they've aged Cho for this particular story because he is actually still a teenager. But here he looks like an old man. Whatever. And Banner says, it's not a dream unless I'm dreaming. You're standing here saying it's a dream. But that's not important. What is important is that you can control your transformations. How do you do that? Is it that device? And he's talking about the wrist, the Mac watch that Cho is wearing. He's like, no, this does other ton of other stuff, but not that. I think it's just – I'm just built different. He's like, oh, man, how the hell do I tell you? He said, he's thinking to himself. I don't know how you're standing here in front of me, but I cured you. Took over the power of the Hulk myself, and you ended up dead. And then they notice that the army guys are coming in hot in their copters. And Cho's like, oh, crap. And they go into hiding in a cave. And Cho then, what do you call that? He projects an image of the two of them fighting as Hulks onto the outside the cave. So then the army guys go in to blow up the holograms. And so the army guys think, they're done. And they're telling, sir, we're not detecting the Hulk any longer. And General Thunderbolt is saying, it's Hulks, you moron. They're in there. Keep on bombing. So they just keep boom, 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 boom. And I don't know what that little purple thing is there, but whatever.
Yeah. Woke something up, looks like.
Yeah, it's an eyeball. Mm-hmm. You're so smart. Hey, I didn't know what the hell that was.
Yeah, something, I don't know.
But in the meantime, the two non-hulked up guys have hiked a whole mile away and are stealing clothes. And Cho is like, oh man, this isn't right. What do you do, send him a check in the mail later? Yeah, I'll get on that right after I stop running for my life. Oi. Okay, I can tap into the phone system, says Cho. We should find somewhere for you to hide. Who do you want me to call? Betty? Jen? Rick? I don't know who Jen is. You have any idea who Jen is?
No, huh? Oh, no. Jen, She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah, I think. Duh.
No, that's fine.
All right. No, none of them. Dude. They've got to be worried. They'll want to help. Nope. I've gone down that road 100 times. It just brings them trouble. Okay, we'll figure it out, says Cho. But now, let's hit that diner and get something to eat. I'll just hack that bank. No, I can't be seen, says Banner. This has happened too many times. People know my face. Banner, what are you? Keep your head down, says Banner. We can find something. And he goes dumpster diving for wow. Some chow. That is kind of pathetic.
Reminds me of the TV show.
It is very TV show. I don't remember him dumpster diving, but I could see that if it was made today, they definitely would show him dumpster diving.
Yep.
Cho's like, you can't live like this. I don't have an option unless you figure out how to control my transformations like you do. You know, I got to be honest, says Cho. I've been having a little trouble controlling them myself recently. But damn it, we're going to figure this out. Your Hulk only comes out when you get angry, right? So to control him, you got to control your anger. That's what I'm always trying to do, says Banner. But the Hulk always finds a way out because my anger can't be contained. If I so much as scratch the surface, I can't stop remembering. And we have a little flash on him getting abused by his dad and his mom getting abused and his dad transforming into some sort of demon. And I don't know anything about that.
Oh, so there, that's the very first Hulk movie they did. They had something come like that in there. His dad abusing him, and it wasn't the one with Ed Norton. It was the one with Nick Nolte
played the boring one.
Yeah, Nick Nolte played that was a really terrible one.
So, yeah, but I don't know anything about this demon thing. I mean, I knew about his dad abusing him. That was a something I think Peter David put in there.
Okay. I never knew that. And he did. I didn't know that he had done that. But yeah, the demon thing, I don't remember that either.
Yeah, so they saw a demon killing Banner's mom, which neither one of us know anything about. So if anybody out there wants to find out, there's this handy thing called the internet, which neither Chris or I are going to bother to look at because I don't think either one of us care enough to look. But you may.
Not
you
really.
May care.
Hulk has always been one of my least favorite characters, and I do not know why. I just never been that big on it. So continue, sir.
Understood. So he decides, well, you know what? And to get back at the world, he's going to make the world's worst bomb. And he does. He makes it for the love of country. No, he doesn't make it for love of country. For science, for country. But he knew what it was for, and he built this bomb. And it was the bomb that turned him into the Hulk, because he tried to stop Rick Jones from dying. Instead got the exposure, and they chitty chat for a while, he's like, well, you know, it's always one heartbeat away from destroying everything. You can't just pretend everything's cool and bottle them up, says Banner. Dude, that's my whole life. I mean, maybe you should just try. And all of a sudden there's a kaboom in the distance.
Oh, wow.
And we pull back, and it's a mile down the coast.
Oh, that's what they woke up.
And there's a Sleazak, a giant Sleazak.
Oh, man, yeah.
Isn't it? It looks like a Sleazak from Land of the Lost,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does, actually.
And, yes, like Chris noted, that was an eyeball earlier, because there's that purple eyeball on the giant monster attacking the coast. And to take a step backwards, there's that series that's going on right now in Marvel. Marvel's publishing the monster where monsters dwell or something like that. It's not very
Monsters
good.
Unleashed. Yes.
That's it, yes. Which had briefly tied into the earliest issues of Totally Awesome Hulk. That was his mission, was to go out and capture the monsters. They've veered away from that mission statement in the last few issues, but that was initially what he was doing.
Probably because that didn't sell at all, did it?
I have no idea, but they made it. Somehow the monsters themselves got their own book.
Well, that's nice. They have a better agent than I do, I guess.
Apparently. So finally, the army is actually attacking somebody worth attacking, which is this giant monster that is tearing the coastal town apart and flooding the... I don't know if he's flooding anything, but definitely there's property damage happening here and people running away or... not running away when they should be running away.
Oh, absolutely.
They look like they're just standing there.
They probably are.
Idiots. And,
you know, they got to take a selfie with it and post it on Twitter and things like that. Or, well, maybe live stream it. We got to do that. You know.
So, yeah, well, this is, I don't know when this is set.
True. Good point. Good point.
Tech-wise. Cho turns back into the Hulk, ripping his shirt. Yeah, very classic little moment there. And he sends Banner off to go help the civilians. And he says, "And I'll show you what my kind of Hulk can do," says Cho. And he goes to attack the monster and he gives him one to the chin and trying to lead the monster back into the ocean. But here come the army guys shooting at the monster when Cho was clearly winning for a second there.
Mm-hmm.
But now the civilians are running away. Good civilians. Smart civilians.
Yep.
And the army guys are shooting at the monster and civilians are... anyhow, so there's a lot of property damage going on. The army guys did the wrong thing. They sent the monster the wrong way into the crowds, whereas Cho was leading them away. And Banner's still trying to help as Banner. And Cho is getting his ass handed to him. Lots of fight. And finally, Thunderbolt Ross is doing the right thing. He's shooting at the monster. And Cho loses his temper and starts fighting the army guys. Fight. And lots of fighting. I'm sorry, that's all I can say here, guys. It's just lots of fighting.
Yes.
And then... suddenly out of nowhere, this panel literally for me came out of absolutely nowhere. Mm-hmm. The two Hulks collide in midair. I don't know where that came from.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you? I mean, they didn't show Banner.
No. Yeah, now that you mention it, that didn't make much sense.
I thought maybe I was missing a page, but I looked again and again, and nope. Well, it just went boom. Yeah. Here's Banner as Hulk. Still got torn purple pants on. I don't know where he keeps getting purple pants, but he knocks Cho away. "You stop," he says. And suddenly he's talking, the Banner Hulk.
"Yes.
You think you're so great. Coming in here, getting Banner all excited, talking like you got it all figured out, but deep down you know the truth. You got a monster in the trunk, don't you?" Sometimes he climbs into the back seat. Sometimes he grabs the wheel, and Cho transforms back into himself. He's like, no, I'm not like that. It was just, says the Hulk.
"Oh, dude.
I thought you might actually have the secret. Might be able to show me a way out. But no," and he transforms back into Banner. This is a very awkward sequence.
It is.
And he says, "You got a good heart. You just wanted to save everyone, including the Sea Beast. I know the feeling, but the Hulk's right. You let that thing inside you take the wheel, and you could kill your whole damn world. Now, I don't know where you came from, but you got to understand this. We're not heroes. We're prison guards. And this isn't a gift. It's a..." And Krakatoom. And the army guys are coming at them again. And Cho's thinking to himself, he doesn't get to finish his sentence, but I know how it ends. The instant I accept it, I feel myself transported, returning home. But still my skin burns and the fury rips through my veins. I don't know what happens next, but for me or for Banner, but it's time to finally admit that this gift is a curse. And I'm going to have to figure out how to end it before it ends me. And he fades away to nothing as the Incredible Hulk is still fighting the army guys and the monster that they were fighting 1, 2, 3, 4 pages ago is gone.
Yeah.
One hit from Cho and he's down. That seems odd, but whatever. Yeah. So,
yep.
You know what? I take it back. I said in our pre-show that this was not a bad issue and it wasn't bad. Just very awkward.
It's convoluted. I can see this coming up and they're like, okay, we want old Hulk, new Hulk, and they do that with all these other titles, you know, and, you know, they fight and blah, blah, and okay, so go. And that's what they're come with. But if you see at the back, you see it. Incredible Hulk number 709. That's part of the legacy thing. They're restarting all the numbers. Return to Planet Hulk. So it's not the Incredible or Totally Awesome Hulk anymore. It's going to be called Incredible Hulk at number 709. Yes. So
yeah, they're going to add that. They're going to add all the Hulk issues together, and it comes out to 709. And you'll notice he's wearing the Triple X. You know, the same jacket that what's his name wears in the Triple X movies.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
It looks like it. No, yeah, that's fine. So,
it totally looks like it, doesn't it?
Have you ever read that Planet Hulk story?
The Planet Hulk? No, I have not.
I highly recommend it. I really do.
It's actually right. Literally, I started picking up Hulk and then Hercules and then back to Hulk right after Planet Hulk. It was getting such a good write up, and I read something that had Amadeus Cho in it. And then I saw that he was going to be in this issue of Hulk, and I picked it up. And I really – this was when Greg Pak was writing with what is his name? I can't remember the writer's name, but they were teaming up to write Hulk for a while there.
Okay.
And it was really good. It was really good. I should pick up Planet Hulk. You're right.
I was in a – back, I was back in Tupelo, and we had a what was it? Not a Hastings, Books a Million there, and they'd have stuff that was cheap every once in a while, and I got it because you know I get to the point where I've read all just about every DC everything, or at least know about it, So I was like trying to read more stuff that I didn't know about, and I'd heard about it and picked it up, and it was awesome. And
Fred Van Lente. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Pack was the one that wrote that too. That was the first time I ever become aware of Greg Pack. So.
And that was the time actually when he was writing. He and Fred Van Lente were writing together. That during the Planet Hulk, I think, is when they first came together. But I will see if my local library has a copy.
Yes, it should be. I wouldn't think so. It's been out for quite a while. I actually, I had a hardcover of it because it was like on sale, buy one get, buy three get or two get one free or something like that. So I got it for pretty cheap, and that was one of the ones that got damaged in the flood of 2013. And I ended up getting, I finally got the trade of it back at a con for even cheaper. So. That is a good, very, very good story. So,
all right. Well, and again, I enjoy PAX Hulk usually. This issue has turned out to be the exception to that. Because my first read through, it was kind of harmless. I was like, hey, this isn't, this is, kind of a popcorn movie in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But on a second read through, a lot less impressed.
Yeah, I think Newsarama gave it like a 2 out of 5. I saw that in my news feeds.
I would agree with that because there's some really good decent art in here, which elevates it above being a 1.
Uh-huh.
But the story and then also that huge disconnect in the last few pages.
Yeah, it's like, what? Yeah, I agree. I'm glad I didn't buy it.
I would have been disappointed too if I'd spent money on it. But clearly they're going back to Planet Hulk because of this Thor movie coming out in a couple months, which is on Planet Hulk.
Yeah, part of it is that I think they've took some of the Planet Hulk stuff out of that. But yeah. Oh, and speaking of it, I caught up on Cable and I hadn't bought a couple of things. They've got the first 3 issues of Cable on Comics Unlimited. They're actually putting stuff that's relatively new on there. So I got to read up on it and because I signed up for the Comics Unlimited when Marvel came on just to see what they would put on there. And got to see that, read those 3 issues for free. So it wasn't bad. Yeah, there's some stuff there.
Well, they're going to push the hell out of Cable over the next year, of course.
Oh, well, yeah, he's going to be in the next Deadpool movie.
Yes, he is. So, Josh Brolin pulling double duty next year in the comic book movie world.
That's right. He's playing Thanos too. I'd forgotten about that.
He is. Yes.
This should be interesting.
But that's going to mostly be CGI, so.
Yeah, did you see the picture of him from San Diego Con? And there was like the panel of all of them for that movie, and he wasn't in costume, but he had a Infinity Gauntlet on and he was holding it up in the air. I saw that picture somewhere. I thought that was pretty neat. So, anyway, should be interesting.
Well, he has stumbled bass backwards into a couple easy paychecks, especially that one. Yeah. I think that's going to be an easy paycheck.
Yeah, because it's basically just voiceover at that point, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be him and Vin Diesel can just sit in a room somewhere and just give their dialogue.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just me, and also they can do it along with Robert Downey Jr., anytime there's Iron Man, you can almost literally phone it in.
Well, yeah, I read a quote by him not too long ago that said he wanted to quit being Iron Man before it became embarrassing, and I say, well, it's way too late for that, but that's just me. So.
Well, as long as – I think if they don't do any more Iron Man movies, I'm good with that if he's just a member of the Avengers.
They need to stop that. Cool with that. I agree. They need to stop that.
But there are no more Iron Man movies planned for the future, so good for them.
Yes. Yeah, well, I don't think he'd do them anymore.
Good.
So,
good. Throw someone else in the suit for a while. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, sorry guys, I had my short-term memory of this particular issue was faulty.
Well, that probably blocked some of it out of your memory, right?
That's it. I didn't remember that huge, just that not even a left turn. It's like they fell off a cliff with the story. Somehow the plotting just went. How did we get here? I don't understand.
Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, we've got to get them to fight.
Yes. So. Oh my God, we only have six more pages to go.
Yeah.
We got to send Cho back.
Yeah, I don't really understand why they're doing this series either. That's kind of weird.
And in some cases, the characters have met. I mean, they're doing this, yeah. And Banner and Cho knew each other, and they've got the Ms. Marvel one coming up where they've met clearly.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel and Captain Marvel one they've met.
Right. They did a preview of it, a preview guide where they show a couple of issues. The Wolverine team up. It's back in the past far enough where he hasn't met her yet. She has no idea.
None of them met. I mean, I think that's the point. Is they're all pre-meeting time.
Yes.
So like, when Hawkeye team up in their one, it's way pre-Kate Bishop. I mean, Kate Bishop probably doesn't even, she's probably still in school. But
yeah,
whatever. We'll see. Hopefully, the other ones are better. I will check them out.
Yes, I will too. I'd meant to.
Will I enjoy them? I don't know.
Yeah, that's another story. It just looked very... the previews I looked at, because there was several 1 to 2 page previews of more than one in that thing I downloaded on Comixology that was free.
And I got that too.
Yeah, they all looked pretty forced and convoluted to me. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. You might like that kind of stuff. Whatever.
Well, I think what they're doing is they're also setting up why how these characters are getting transported back. I mean, there's going to be something where they're going to go, okay, we ten were for some reason we were sent back in time mm-hmm. and then brought back after learning a lesson. Why did that happen? And that's maybe that'll be the generation story. Not yes. generations, I mean legacy.
Possible, yeah.
All right. I got nothing else. I'm spent.
Yes, I am too. Okay, as always, you can blah, blah, blah. Send an email at podcast.
You can blah, blah, blah.
A podcast at tellsalongbox.com. Sorry about that. My sister came back from Ohio, and I had to get up at like 5 to go pick her up where she was left. So I'm like in and out of sleep. Anyway,
go get it.
I might do that. Or you can check us out on Facebook and see what's going on there. Or you can actually make comments on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. We are out.
Aye.